a wonderful privilege to be with the church this morning. This church is very dear to us. We regularly pray for you guys back home.
We've
got some very special friends in this congregation. We've been through some hardship and suffering together. We've traveled the road to Whiana Rantsoa together. I'm hoping to encourage you out of the book of Psalms this morning. Psalm 103. I want to speak about remembering this morning. And forgetting. Are you a forgetful person? I am not a forgetful person. But last year I turned 40 years old. And I wondered if things would start to change in my life. I said to my wife, "Don't worry, I'm going to be the youngest 40-year-old ever." Just after my birthday, it was a bit of a stressful, busy time in the church. And when I get stressed, I like to go and exercise. I like to ride on a mountain bike. I put the bike in my car, I drive to one of the farms in our area, and I ride around in the mountains. I said to my wife, "I don't have much time, I'm quickly going to go for a quick ride."
Kissed
her goodbye, got in the car, went off to the farm. Put on my helmet, put on my gloves. Open the car doors. I need a bicycle.
Ooh,
it's still at home. Now I was out of time, I drove home. My wife said, "You are looking young, you're not even sweating, look how fit you're getting." I mumbled, "No, I forgot my bike." But don't worry. The following day, I had a chance to go and ride. I remembered my bicycle this time, and I met my friend. And I had my bicycle, and I had my gloves. I said to my friend, "Have you seen my helmet?" He looked at me very strangely, like my wife looked the day before. The problem was my helmet was on my head. I was busy closing the strap while I was asking where my helmet was. I said, "Please don't tell my wife. I still want to be young in her eyes." Maybe you forget, maybe you don't. But I think we all suffer from one type of forgetfulness. And as life gets busy, as we live with pressure, It's easy to forget who our God is.
De mora pe minzo manatinwe yiza muandremant.
And how much He loves us.
De utani awona nalepe anftiavani.
We don't forget totally. We know this is still true. He is up there.
Tsena we atimtsika tatera ka fantatsika we marina we mbulany ambony any nananiz.
But we just live our life without Him close.
Kaneftsika miaina fiainatsika tsy miaraka aminazy teny eo akaikitsika eo.
And often we tend to live emotionally.
De ndray ndray ankotsika mirona makany amle fiainana otrana hoetin'ny fiatsepo.
One of two ways with our emotions.
Andray amreo lalana anakiroa mety hoe andehanan'ny fiatsepo tsika.
We either live denying our emotions the whole time because they're bad and they'll get us in trouble.
Na tsika miaina otrana hoe lavitsika foana ny fisin'ny fiatsepo satria le izy otrana hoe ratsy ohatra.
Or we live our lives just following after our emotions, following after our hearts.
Na tsika miaina manaraka ny fiatsepo tsika izay ironan'ny fotsika dia inona raha tsika.
But Jesus comes as an amazing example.
Jesus anefa tonga tahaka ny ohatra tena mahatalanjona.
We find Him to be a man of deep emotions.
Tsika na tsikaritra hoe izy a dia tena hoe lehilahy tena manana fiatsepo lalina.
He weeps at the loss of a friend.
Rehefa lasa le namany a dia nitomany izy rehefa very le namany.
He expresses great joy and delight to His Father.
Ary izy ihany koa dia nampiseho hafaliana lehibe a eo anatrehany rainy.
But He is not led by His emotions.
Izy nefa tsy tarihan'ireo fihetsepon'ireo.
He is led by an awareness of His Father.
Fa tarihan'le fahafantarana fahatsapany amin'le rainy izy.
He doesn't have this forgetfulness we tend to have.
Ary izy tsy manana n'io fanadonoana ohatrany hoe ironantsika io, ananantsika io.
And I want to read from Psalm 103.
Ary te hamaky avao amin'ny Salamo fahatelo ambizato ako.
Because I think David has the same forgetfulness we do.
Satria izaho mieritreritra hoe Davida ihany koa dia manana an'le fanadonoana mitovy amin'le ananantsika.
In many of the Psalms he writes and he says, God, life is hard.
De ao amin'le salamo be da be izay nysoratany a dia miteny izay andriamanitra mafy ny fiainana.
God, evil people are prospering.
Jereny ny olon-dratsy a mahomby.
God, I don't quite know what's going on.
Tsy azoko mihitsiny hoe inona mifandehanjavatra andriamanitra.
And yet in the book of Psalms.
Kanefa ho anatin'ny bokyny salamo a.
As he writes, as he composes these psalms.
De tamin'izy hoe nanoratra nametraka n'ity salamo ity a.
He freshly remembers who His God is.
Tena tsiaro tena otrana vaovao mihitsiny le fahatsiarovany an'le hoe iza mole andriamanina.
Let's read the first 5 verses.
Andao vakitsika le andalan'ny voalohany dimy. Manomboka eo amin'ny voalohany izany ka hatramin'ny fahadimy. Fideranan'Andriamanitra noho ny fahatsarany sy ny famindrampony nataon'i Davida. Misaorany Jehovah ary fanahiko. Ary izay rehetra ato anatiko, misaora ny anaran'ny masina. Misaora ny Jehovah ary fanahiko. Ary aza misy adinoina ny fitahiny rehetra, izay mamela ny heloko ao rehetra, izay manasitrana ny aretinao rehetra, izay manavitra ny ainao tsy hidina ny an-davaka, izay manarona famindrapo sy fiantrananao, izay mahavokisoa ny vavanao, ny fahatanoranao mody indray toy ny an'ny voromahery.
It's an interesting way to start a psalm.
Tena otrana hoe mahaliana le fomba fanomboana an'le salamo.
Many of the psalms are written to God.
Ny ankabeazan'ny salamo rehetrarehetra dia soratana ho an'Andriamanitra.
But David seems to be writing to his own soul.
Kanefa David otrana hoe manoratra ho an'ny fanahiny manokana.
He says, let everything in me praise the Lord.
Hozy izy hoe aoka izay rehetra ato anatiko hideran'Andriamanitra.
May I never forget the good things He does for me.
Tsy ho adiniko mihitsiny anie ireo zavatra tsara rehetra izay nataony ho anahy.
At the very end of the psalm, he says, let all that I am praise the Lord.
Any amin'ny faran'le salamo hozy izy hoe aoka izay rehetra ato anatiko hideran'ny Tompo.
David seems to be aware that he needs to speak to his own soul.
I David otrana ny tena mahatsapa mihitsiny hoe mila miteny amin'ny tenany manokana izy.
He says, oh my soul, don't forget about who God is.
Hozy izy hoe ory fanahiko aza adinoinao hoe iza moa Andriamanitra.
Oh my soul, don't just go off and live life by the emotions that you feel.
Ory fanahiko aza dia mandeha hoe miaina ny fiainanao arak'izay fahatsapanatsapanao fotsiny ihany.
Don't forget the good things He has done.
Azadinoina ireo zavatra tsara rehetra izay nataony.
And I hope this morning that we allow our souls to remember our God.
Ar samana tenam timaranti we isika melan fanatsika atatidenandriamanitra.
I want to look at the two things David specifically remembers.
De izate itiran lezavatra nakrotena vofaritra tsara no tsarovan'i David.
Firstly, he remembers the works of God.
Voalohany indrindra de tadidin ilay asan'andriamanitra.
And then he remembers God's heart towards him.
Or
who God is.
Na hoe iza moa andriamanitra.
What God does.
Hoe inona no nataony andriamanitra.
And who God is.
De iza moa andriamanitra.
Let's read verses 6 and 7.
Andao vakitsika ny andininy fahaenina sy fahafito. Jehova manao fahamarinana sy fitsarana amin'izay rehetra pahoriana. Efa nampahafantatra ny Mosesy ny lalakaleany izy.
David remembers the works of his God.
It's
interesting to see what he remembers, the time of Moses being delivered with the people of God.
And
he could just have remembered something from his own life. He could have said, "Oh my soul, remember the valley of Elah." Remember those five small stones and that giant that fell. But he remembers a long way back. Way before he was alive, many generations before. Why so long ago and why not his own life? I think David is reminding his soul
that
God was not just faithful last week or last month or last year. That he serves a God who is faithful over thousands of years. A God whose faithfulness is bigger than just his own life. Over generations and over millions of people. And I think he's saying, look, my own life is quite difficult right now. I can't see it all clearly. I need something bigger than just my own story.
He says,
let me start to do a stock take of God's faithfulness.
I've
heard the stories that have passed down from generation to generation. People in a foreign land without hope.
We
absolutely no way forward. But I serve a God who parts the seas and delivers his people. I want to encourage you to pick up this book and read it on a regular basis. And to freshly find the faithfulness and strength of our God. Not just over your life, but over millions of people all over the world. And we need these stories of God's faithfulness. In all the seasons of our lives. We need them in difficulty like David. We also need them in our successes and in our victories. Those seasons where everything is going amazing.
Nisakan fan ptona de misa vatra malina mitranga fona.
My business is growing or I've met my future wife or husband.
We maombo ny asa mandrara tok na we nahita ny olona ho vadina na ho vady lehilahy na
vehivavy. The Bible to show us that all of this comes from God.
Ary ilaitsika ny Baiboly ampiseho amintsika hoe reny zavatra rehetrarehetra reny dia avy amin'Andriamanitra na zao tsika
azy. And that pride has no place in our lives.
Ary ny firehareanana ny fiavonavonana dia tsy tokony hisy toerana eo amin'ny fiainatsika.
We need it in the seasons when life is just very ordinary.
Ilaitsika ihany koa izany eo amin'ny vanim-potoana ohatra hoe ny fiainatsika dia ohatra n'le tsotra be iny fotsiny.
Oh, just another day, it'll probably look a little bit like yesterday.
Andro anankiray hafa indray ity mety hitovitovy any omaly ihany ny androany.
A lot like tomorrow.
Mety hitovitovy amin'izay koa ny amin'ny rapitso.
Think of Moses tending sheep in a desert for 40 years.
Izany eritreritra amin'ny Mosesy le izy le ny andro iondry tany iaina andritry ny 70 taona.
And we see that the ordinary is a part of life.
Dia hitantsika hoe le zavatra tsotra isan-karazany ireny dia anisan'ny fiainana ihany koa ireny. Zavatra mahazatra.
We need it in seasons where we're really having to trust.
Ary ilaitsika koa ilay izy eo amin'ny vanim-potoana hoe rehefa tena mila mahatokotokotsika.
We see Noah building an ark in a rain-free zone.
Hitantsika izao Noa namboatra samy fiara izy teo amin'ny toerana anankiray hoe tsisy orana.
With the criticism of the people.
Dia ny fitsikeran'ny olona anazy teo.
We need it in seasons when the work is difficult.
Ilaitsika ilay izy eo amin'ny vanim-potoana rehefa hoe sarotra koa ny asa.
We find Nehemiah doing something really difficult for God.
Io zao tsika nahita Nehemia nanao zavatra sarotra be ho an'Andriamanitra.
Great opposition.
Misy an'le fanoerana goavana be.
We see all of these people prevail by faith.
Dia hitantsika ireo olona rehetrarehetra ihany koa izay naomby noho ny finoany.
You see, our souls were designed to experience awe and wonder.
Ary hitanareo ny fanahitsika dia efa noharina mihitsiny a mba anatratra an'izany hoe ahita fahagagana sy zavatra mahatalanjona.
And when life gets small,
dia rehefa manomboka mekely ny fiainana,
it's about my needs and my goals.
Rehefa le hoe momba n'le hoe ny zavatra ilaiko sy ny tanjoko fotsiny ihany,
my difficulties,
sy ny fahasarotana nanako,
we come out of the place God created us to be.
Dia ny ohatra ny ala n'la toerana naharian'Andriamanitra antsika tokony hisy atsika
izany.
Dia I Davida nanoratra tamin'ny fanahiny dia ozy izy hoe aza mitoetra miaina ao ato ananinato ianao.
Be aware of the bigness of the God you are serving.
Fa fantaro tsara ny alehibeazan'ilay Andriamanitra izay tompoinao.
The God who works.
Ilay Andriamanitra izay miasa.
It's why I love the local church.
It's
in my church back in Cape Town. I get to be aware of and participate, not just in my own little story.
It's often
very ordinary and day by day. I often get to see magnificent breakthrough in somebody's life.
Fandray koa mahita hoe tena nisy olona tafavoaka ao anatin'le fiainan'ny olona anankiray hoe nisy zavatra nandrandray ny fivoahana dia tafavoaka izy.
Or stand with and walk with someone who is experiencing difficulty and just holding on to God.
Na hoe miara-mandeha amin'ny olona anankiray mandalo fototsarotra dia manakaiky anazy miara-mandeha aminy a miteny aminazy hoe miazona an'Andriamanitra
trany. See this God who is involved in so much, so many different things working so wisely.
Dia mahita an'Andriamanitra miasa amin'ny zavatra isan-karazany tena hoe miasa mpahendrena.
I want to encourage you, like David, to regularly allow your soul to wonder at the good things that God has done.
So
this is the first thing, the works of God.
Izay ilay zavatra voalohany le hoe ilay asan'Andriamanitra.
But let's look also at the heart of God we find in this psalm.
Fa andao ihany koa jerevantsika ny fon'Andriamanitra izay hitantsika tao anatin'ity psalm ity.
Look at verse 8.
Andao ny jerevantsika ny andininy fahavalo hoe mamindra fo sy miantra Jehovah, maharo-po sady be famindra-po.
David is repeating something that has been written in the Old Testament.
Mamerna zavatra izay efa nisoratana tany amin'ny testamenta taloha David.
Many people have used this description of God.
Peta ben yula ny efa nampiasa ny andala tsoratra ny masin'Andriamanitra io.
Moses used it.
I Moses koa nampiasa an'io.
And Hezekiah.
Hezekiah koa nampiasa an'io.
And Joel.
Si Joel.
And these are people who knew their God. They knew their God to be faithful and good.
And
do you know God to be gracious and patient and kind? Because who we believe God to be will shape the way we live out our lives. Jesus tells a parable in the New Testament. It's the parable of the talents. Where one man is given one coin, another two, and another five.
By
their master, and their master goes away for a while. When the master comes back, the person with five and the person with two, they've doubled their money. Probably had to work hard and take some risk. And be bold and exercise faith. But the man with one coin has done nothing with his money. Why? Perhaps it is just his personality. He doesn't like risk. But the Bible tells us why. In the story, the man says to his master, Master, I knew that you were a hard man. And so I was afraid. And so I took the money and I just hid it away. And the man, he behaved in accordance to how he viewed the master. Was this true? Well, the other two men didn't think so. They were willing to go out and take the risks and do the work. And so the difference isn't behavior. The difference is belief. Who do we believe the master to be? Is God someone just looking down on your life and checking how many good things and bad things you do? So that he can decide whether he should punish or reward you, life go well or life go badly? Or is the Lord merciful and gracious? Is he slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love? You'll live your life very differently depending on what you believe. That's why David says to his soul, so remember who it is that you're living for. Remember a gracious Father who loves you. And live out of that. Let's read verses 8 to 12 where David makes this thought bigger.
Mahary po sady be famindrapo. Tsy mandaha teny mandrakariva izy, na mitahiry fahatezerana mandrakizay. Tsy mba manao amintsika araka ny fahotantsika izy, na mamaly antsika araka ny elontsika, fa tahaka ny avo ny lanitra ambonin'ny tany no aben'ny famindrapony amin'izay matahotra azy. Tahaka ny alavitry ny antsinanana amin'ny andrefana no alavitry ny anesorany ny fahotantsika amintsika.
I think there are four things David is reminding his soul of. Firstly, he is saying, "Oh my soul, remember, God is merciful and gracious."
We've
spoken about this one. But look at verses 13 and 14.
The
second thing David is reminding himself of.
He
says, "Oh my soul, remember that God is a father."
The
Father.
Raiz.
In times of trouble and hardship.
Mandalwa.
The sign of a healthy relationship between a father and their child.
Is
that the child runs towards the father. In hope of comfort and mercy. Not away from the Father in fear of judgment. David reminds himself, "Let me move towards my Father."
Find
him to be a comfort to my soul.
Let's
look at verses 15 to 19.
Tahaka ny ahitra ny andron'ny zanak'olombelona, tahaka ny voanjavatra any an-tsany famonina, satria tsofin'ny rivotra izy ka lasa ary tsy mahalala azy intsony ny fitoerany. Fa ny famindrampon'i Jehovah dia atramin'ny taloha indrindra ka ho mandrakizay amin'izay matahotra azy, ary ny fahamarinany mihatra amin'ny taranaka, dia amin'izay mitandrina ny fanekeny sy mahatsiaro akatony didiny. Jehovah efa nampitoetra ny seza fandrianany any an-danitra ary ny fanjakany manapaka izao tontolo izao."
And David is reminding his soul.
Mampatsiaro ny fanahiny indray David.
It's God that chooses the outcome of my life, not people.
Hoe Andriamanitra no misafidy an'izay hivoahan'ny fiainako na hoe izay ho fandehan'ny fiainako fa tsy ny olona.
It's God who determines my ways, not circumstances.
Ary Andriamanitra no manapa-kevitra ny amin'ny lalaka izorako fa tsy izay zava-misy.
And this brings peace to his soul.
Ary izany dia mitondra fiadanam-po an'ny fanahiny.
This world is not just what I make of it.
Nizy ity izao tontolo izao ity dia tsy hoe arak'izay fomba anaovako azy fotsiny ihany.
But there is a God who rules over all aspects of my life.
Eo misy Andriamanitra mandidy sy mifehy ny zavatra rehetrarehetra mombamomba ny
fiainako.
Ary ny tena hoe faratampony indrindra dia izy no misafidy azy.
Now maybe this would make some people live.
Angamba ny anankiray io mety mahatonga ny olona sasany hiaina.
Without plans and purposes, because hey, God determines it all anyway.
We hiaina tsy manana tanjona, tsy manana hoe zotra na vina andehanana satria hoe Andriamanitra izany no efa manapaka ny lalaka lehako rehetrarehetra.
But remember, this God is a gracious and kind Father.
Fa tadidio fa io Andriamanitra io le hoe be fasoavana sady le tsara fanahabe, ray tsara fanahabe.
So if God is determining our lives,
ka raha ohatra izany hoe Andriamanitra no manapaka ny amin'ny fiainantsika,
and He's good and He has good purposes, this should increase our confidence to go and participate well in our lives. God, if you're favoring my life, I want to make some plans to maybe advance in my career. To lead my family well. to pursue somebody that I would like to marry and build a good marriage with.
Na hoe izako atozy aza hoana ny olona tiako vadiny iny a dia anangana tokatrano tsara ako.
If there's a God who is working out his good plans in my life.
Why misy andriamanitra zany a mandefa ny planina tsara ny eo amin'ny fiainako a.
Participate in those plans with great joy and positivity.
De andray anjara amin'io planina tsara io miaraka amin'ny hafaliana ngeda be a sy amin'ny lafiny miabo na positive.
I can't know what tomorrow brings.
Tsy fantatro izay mety ho entiny raha pitso.
But God knows.
Fa andriamanitra mahafantatra.
So anticipate participating with him.
Ka de mendrandra sady ako fiaraha-miasa aminazy.
The last section we look at.
Ary de le tapany farany aho hojerevantsika.
Verses 20 to 22.
Ateny andin faropolo ka tram faro ambropolo. Misoran Jehovah ianareo anjeliny, dia ianareo izay mahery indrindra, sady makatony didiny ary miainy feon'ny teniny. Misoran Jehovah ny miaramilan'ny rehetra, dia ny mpanompony izay manao ny sitrapony. Misoran Jehovah ny asan'ny rehetra eran'ny fanjakana. Misoran Jehovah ary fanahiko.
And David says, "Oh my soul."
Who is David?
Join in with all the angels and worship him.
Miara, miara kamreo anzel reta reta de miankuufam.
This is a reminder of how big and worship worthy God is.
Zande fa patse yiva na we tena wotani a wanan fa le biaza nas fa mendri anande mantra mend kuterain.
Sometimes my own worship of God can grow dim.
Ndain fa ni fiankofako amin'Andriamanitra me manjavozavo.
And it's helpful to see again this God.
Fa tena manampy mihitsy ny fahitana indray an'ilay Andriamanitra.
It has thousands upon thousands of angels continually calling out the praises of his name.
Hoe manana anjely amanarivorivo ny tena manarivony maro be mitoy manandratra fiankofana ho anazy.
Has the most impressive men and women of this planet.
Ary manana andreo lehilahy sy vehivavy mahaliana rehetrarehetra eto amin'ity planety ity.
Taking off their crowns and their achievements.
Manala ny satroboninahitra ny sy izay mety hoe zavatra tratrany rehetra.
Throwing them down and saying this is nothing.
Dia atsipiny eo ilay izy.
This is nothing in comparison to who you are. When my life gets small, I remember where I'm headed. And what eternity looks like. Every tribe and tongue and nation worshiping the King. It reminds me, don't wait for that day. Join in that song right now. Participate in the great reality of the worship of God.
I want
to encourage you this week. Remind your soul. Of the amazing things God has done. And continually remind yourself that you are a child of His love. And don't grow weary of refreshing your soul. Live as though God is distant and hard as a master. Live with the enthusiasm that your Father is close by. Everybody who walks this planet needs to refresh their soul.
We
find even our Savior Jesus doing this. Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's in extreme difficulty, extreme pressure. So much so that he falls to his knees in prayer.
tahaka an'izany mihitsy ny alehibe an'ilay izy ka dia ny nandohalika tamin'ny tongony izy dia nivavaka.
And for a moment he falters.
Dia nandritry ny fotoana kely nanivana an'ilay izy izy.
He says to God, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. But Jesus knows to run towards his Father in these times of difficulty.
Says,
Father, I don't know if I can bear this cup. But not my will, but your will be done.
Kanefa tsy ny sitrapoko fa ny sitraponao aneno atao.
And he remembers.
Dia tadidin'ilay izy.
He remembers that no matter how difficult the road gets.
Tadidiny hoe natahaky ny ahoana aza mety hoe asarotan'ilay lalana izay mbola andehanany.
That there is a father who holds his life in his hand.
Dia misy eo ray miazona ny fiainany eny am-pelatanany.
And that father is merciful and gracious.
Ary izay ray izay dia lehibe famindrapo sady be fahasoavana.
And he's slow to anger and he's abounding in love.
Ary izy dia tsy mora tezitra ary tena be fitiavana izy.
Says, Father, I don't understand. I can't predict how this will come through.
Ray io, tsy azoko ilay izy, tsy azoko saintsaina dia meloa hoe ohatrany ahoana mivoaka ny io ary.
But I know who you are.
Kanefa fantatro tsara hoe iza
moa ianao. And so not my will be done.
Ka aoka tsy ny sitrapoko neno atao.
My will, which is so limited in its perspective.
Ny sitrapoko voafetra ny ty zava-misy ety.
But your will be done.
Fa ny sitraponao aneno atao.
Your eternal perspective come through.
Aoka ho hiditra ny fomba fijerinao maharitra mandrakizay.
Your ability to work all things together for good.
Lay fahaiza manao anao mampiasa ny zavatra rehetra ho lasa zavatra tsara.
And he gives up his life on the cross. And rather than death and destruction, God raises him up to his right hand. And he gives him all authority. And everyone who calls on his name is saved. This is our great example. Jesus Christ. Who when life gets tough. He doesn't forget. He doesn't distance himself from God. But he moves towards him in trust. May our souls regularly remember this God.
Ny fanahyntsika ne tsiaro mandrakariva ny eo Andriamanitra.
May our lives reflect a peace and a love that can minister to this city.
Ary aoka ny fiainantsika ne tena aneo taratra an'izay hoe fiadanam-po sy fitiavana ahafahantsika ihany koa manao ny asa fanompony eto amin'ity tanàna ity.
I'd love to close in prayer for us.
Tena te hivavaka ho antsika ako.
God, we are forgetful people.
Andriamanitra izahay dia olona mpanadino.
Although we know that you exist.
Nefa fantatray fa misy ianao.
Our souls often wander off to a distance.
Ary ny fanahinay mazana dia manomboka memana lavitra.
To a place where we just work hard and hope it is pleasing you.
Ary dia makany amin'ny toerana hoe miasa mafy izay dia manao zavatra tsy manao izay tsy mahafaly ianao.
But thank you that you call us as sons and daughters.
Kanefa misaotra anao izahay fa ianao dia niantso anay ho zanaka lahy sy zanaka vavy.
You call us into intimacy with you.
Nantsoinao izahay mba hanana fifankatiavana akaiky aminao.
And you speak to us.
Ary dia miresaka aminay ianao.
Through your word in the Bible.
Amin'ny alalan'ny teninao ao amin'ny Baiboly.
Through your Holy Spirit as we live.
Amin'ny alalan'ny fanahinao masina rehefa miaina izahay.
God, refresh our souls today.
Andriamanitra tena ataovy tahaka ny vaovao indray ny fanahinay androany.
Call us close to your fatherly love.
Antsoy manakaiky an'ilay fitiavana maharay anao izay.
God, we put aside the lie that says you are a hard master.
Tompo, esorina hiala le lainga hoe ianao dia tompo ratsy fanahy.
The lie that says actually you just care about what we do for you.
Le lainga hoe ny zavatra mahaliana anao dia izay zavatra ataonay ho anao fotsiny ihany.
And we embrace this truth we were singing about today.
Ary dia tena hoe fihinnay, raisinay ilay fahamarinana izay vo avy nirainay androany.
how he loves us. How he loves us. We pray that this would do our souls great good. So that from a healthy soul we can do great good in every place you take us to. We bless your name today.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.